nationwide phenomena. So, you know, Chico's not unique in that. And, you know, I really think there has to be some really solid public policy behind. You know, for example, one of the things I've always liked, because it actually does produce pretty good housing stock, good quality, affordable level, is what's called LIHTC housing tax credit, low-income tax credits. And what I've been told is because the price of the market is so high in Northern California that LIHTC tax credit actually doesn't produce affordable housing. And so one of the programs that works so well in the rest of the nation actually can't produce low-income housing in Northern California because of the, you know, the situation you have. So this is an absolute crisis.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise, blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black.
Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Robert Amendola and Associates, a law corporation providing legal representation to accident victims. If you've been involved in a car, truck, or vehicle accident of any kind, the law firm of Robert Amendola and Associates is there for you. Call 916-924-8787. Hmong translating available by calling Mr. Wei Yang at 916-599-0039. And by Chico Paper Company, a family-owned cornerstone of downtown Chico for over 40 years. Located at 4th and Broadway, Chico Paper Company features an on-site custom framing studio and art gallery showing a large selection of local and regional artists. Chico Paper Company can be reached by calling 891-0900 or on the web at chicopapercompany.com. This is KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. Welcome to Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM or online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Frazino.
And I'm Danny Toms. Tonight, we'll be talking about the upcoming Farm Sanctuary Celebration for the Turkeys with Liza Kahn, Farm Sanctuary's Volunteer Coordinator for all of Northern California. Welcome, Liza.
Thank you.
Thanks, Danny, and welcome to Liza. We are so glad you were able to come on the show and to talk about a very special place in the North State and a very special event. So, Liza, why don't we just get right into it? Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about Farm Sanctuary?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. Farm Sanctuary is a nonprofit national organization with more than 500,000 members and supporters nationwide. We work to change how society views and treats farm animals through rescue, education, and advocacy. The organization provides lifelong care for animals who are rescued from abusive situations. We have four locations, one in New York, two in California, and one in New Jersey.
That's right. The New Jersey one, that's John and Tracy Stewart's.
That's right.
Rescue. What is their facility called?
It's a farm sanctuary.
It's mm-hmm. called Farm Sanctuary?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so how long have you been working for Farm Sanctuary?
I've been working with Farm Sanctuary for about 4 months now. I started as
you're a newbie.
Yes, I am. I'm a new employee, but I've been with the organization volunteering in the New York location for about 3 months.
Okay. So did you start out as an intern?
I did, yes.
Oh, okay. So you went to the big leagues and now you're mm-hmm. an employee. So you decided to move to Northern California, and so now you've been at the Orland facility for since December or so, is that right?
So it's been about 4 months since I've been in the Orland location.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 4 months. So that just puts you, we're in October, so that's just like since June.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to live through a Chico summer.
Or... It was warm. It was warm.
So. That's dedication. Not a lot of people are like on the East Coast, I'm like, I want to go to Orland, California.
Yeah, but it's hot, but at least it's a dry heat.
It's a dry
heat.
Right? All our listeners know about the dry heat.
So, I'm most interested in Orland because that's the one that's local to us. And if our listeners aren't aware, Farm Sanctuary has a facility. It's not quite the right word for it, but a sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
In Orland. It's actually west of Orland, of downtown Orland. So it's about 45 minutes from Chico to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And how many animals live there?
We have around 350 animals.
That's non-human animals, then.
Non-human.
How many humans?
I would say around 15 employees, and then we also have a great group of interns.
Oh, how many interns do you have now?
We currently have 5 interns.
And so I want to get to talking about the celebration for the turkeys, but I'm really interested in what makes a farm sanctuary tick, right? Because we're talking about lifelong care for animals that were bred for agriculture,
mm-hmm.
right? And so these animals don't age well, right? Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you need a lot of people to take care of them. It's not just like one guy throwing out feed in the morning. And
yeah, I guess that rings a bell. I think that's what you're getting at. Modern mechanized farms, it's like 3 people and a billion animals or whatever, because it's just machines and, you know, there's no life. There's 6 months of care and then they're, you know, killed.
Right. It's it's mechanized and it's commodifying sentient beings, right?
Right.
So.
And really there's a 3-prong approach with Farm Sanctuary. We do rescue, education, and advocacy. So it takes a whole team. We have people who are working on educating schools. I do a lot of education with our interns. So there's a lot of different people doing a lot of different things for Farm Sanctuary.
Right. But I'm really interested in what Orland's impact is, or what the Orland Sanctuary's impact is in our area. So how much non-site education goes on? Like, are you going out into schools and giving talks or anything? No. Okay.
Not so much. We have whole departments that are devoted to education.
Right.
And here in Orland, we concentrate a lot on the rescue. So that's where most of the focus is.
Okay.
We have a lot of animals that we take care of there.
So, I'd say, though, if you've got, 5 interns every 3 months or so,
over a
year, you're educating. It's almost a feeder system. It's
mm-hmm.
the,
okay.
you know,
yeah.
we're
yeah.
educating the youth and sending them back out, and they're doing XYZ. I know how interesting it was when I met Jeannie and way back in the day when I went vegan, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and there's actually a farm sanctuary right next to Chico. It was, like, very coincidental and very cool to go out then and see.
Yeah,
you know.
And my point is that a lot of Chico residents don't know it even exists, right? So we have these monthly potlucks, and we get new people all the time, and they're like, we didn't even know that there was a farm sanctuary just, you know, 45 minutes from us. So that's why I'm wondering, like, what the on-the-ground activity is here in Chico. And like you said, you're there educating interns and doing your thing. One of those things is helping coordinate this celebration for the turkeys.
Celebration
coming up,
for
right?
the turkeys,
so,
yes.
So tell us what day that is. And
so the celebration for the turkeys is Saturday, November 5th, and that is in our Orland location. It's going to be a really fun day. Activities starting around 12:30, where you come and you can register, look at our silent auction items. Then they'll also have an introductory talk by our farm manager, Kate, followed by the feeding of the turkeys, which is sort of the highlight. It's
I've been to this event.
This is as opposed to the eating of the turkeys.
Exactly. Nobody has to die at this meal.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
And so what about the food? What do the people get to eat?
That will, you'll have to wait and see.
Oh, okay.
holiday themed food.
Okay.
But I don't have a menu yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we'll have to live in suspense.
Yes.
Typically, it's been pretty good, and you usually get to sample some things because there's usually some donations from some great vegan food manufacturers.
Absolutely. Like, and a cocktail hour.
Cocktail hour.
That'll be fun.
That's so grown up. Yeah. That's very nice.
Drive slow back from Orland.
Yeah.
That day.
That's true.
Great. What time does the event start?
Starts at 12:30.
Okay. So, and it runs through?
About 5.
Till 5. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a nice afternoon.
Yeah.
With any luck, it'll be wonderful weather, and everyone will be having just a great time.
You mentioned registration. How does that work? Is there a cost?
Yes. So for the event, it is important to get your tickets as soon as possible because registration deadline is Friday, October 28th.
Oh.
So that's sort of a check-in. You'll want to get your tickets before you come to the event.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I'll run that on the calendar of events and remind people of the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just go to farmsanctuary.org.
That's the best. The website has all the information you need.
Yeah.
I'm happy to help coordinate. I am available by email at lkahn@farmsanctuary.org.
Great. So we have special turkeys getting special treat foods at the...
I'd say all turkeys are special.
Okay. I sit corrected. And people get... The guests get to feed the turkeys, right? They have the little trays and little things that mm-hmm. have... Let's see, in the past... And I can't imagine they'll change it up too much. They have some squash,
mm-hmm.
some grapes, some cranberries, and I don't know, just a couple of other, probably some greenery or something.
Turkeys love fruit.
Okay, and it's a great event for the kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because the kids get to go first, and they get to, and the turkeys get to come into this little area at the same time, and they know what's up, right? They know it's some kind of special
day,
right? Because there's been some... sprucing up of the place and people are getting a little excited because it has seemed to me before that that the staff and the volunteers are like really happy to have people from the community from all over Northern California come and visit mm-hmm. and see the work that they're doing mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. Yep. We do offer self-guided tours for our members and that's available from 9 to 4. You can come to the farm and tour yourself around. It's a really great time of year to do that.
Oh, good, mm-hmm. good.
I think it's important for people to see adult farm animals that have, you know, lived beyond their usual mm-hmm. 6 months to a year and actually see adult animals, how big they are due to the breeding that goes on and interact with them. And there's also the hay ride, which is great for kids, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tractor ride, right?
Yeah, okay, good.
We're not talking about like horses pulling.
No. Tractor.
Okay. I think the intern should pull. That's what I think.
That's a good idea.
Ride. Yeah, no, I think Danny's point is very much on the mark. You're seeing adult animals. I think so often you hear people disparage chickens or turkeys or cows or pigs as stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that is because... you can't really get to know someone very well in, first of all, as a juvenile, because you don't know how they're going to mature, and in that short period of time, right?
Right.
In terms of like how long a farm animal is kept until they are slaughtered or something like that for food. And dairy cows, they live longer, but their lives are so mechanized on a typical dairy farm that there's really no chance for someone to bond with them or to get to know them because among other things they are not allowed to form their own herds and their own social bonds, right? Because cows are herd animals and so right. they're social, and so if you deny them this important dimension of their being, of being able to socialize with others of their kind, maintaining long-term relationships with their calves, who grew mm-hmm. up to be herd mates, you're not going to see a complete picture of that animal. You're never going to be able to get to know that animal. And I think at Farm Sanctuary, I'm talking a lot, I know, but I think at Farm Sanctuary, you get to see this blossoming of relationships, right, between mm-hmm. animals and between humans and their and the animals that they're taking care of, the animals for which they are guardians of. Yeah?
Absolutely. And I think it's important for people to see what a chicken looks like and what a cow looks like. A lot of these people have cats and dogs, right, but have never seen a pig up close. And when you get to know these animals, they act so similar to our companionship animals that it's just, it's undeniable. Rosie is my favorite turkey.
Oh, good.
And I love to give her turkey massages. You get under their wings. And
okay, hold on. I want to wait. I want people to stay in suspense of what a turkey massage is about. To let people know, if you just tuned in, this is KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. You are listening to Non-Human Radio with a special guest, Liza Kahn from Farm Sanctuary in Orlin. We are talking about the upcoming celebration for the turkeys on Saturday, November 5th. And now, my listeners, you will get to learn what it is to massage a living turkey. Continue.
Yes. Turkey massaging is one of my favorite things. If you get under their wings and scratch them, it's sort of like, have you ever scratched a dog and you get that perfect spot and their leg goes crazy?
Yeah.
And they just keep kicking in the air. It's exactly like that. And the turkeys will make these noises and you can just tell that they're having a good time. So it's really
fun. I think any animal that can't scratch an itch where it has an itch really appreciates somebody scratching it for them, you know.
Well, that's part of the social dimension of animals.
The other animals do it for them.
Yeah. They you know, they groom each other just like, you know, we like to cuddle with each other, and everybody, well, most people like to get their hair shampooed and stuff at the salon. So yeah, I think it's a similar thing. Yeah, that's nice. So, and you said your favorite turkey is
Rosie.
Rosie?
Yeah.
And how old is she, do you know?
I don't know exactly how old she is. I would have to check with one of our caregivers.
Okay. So what do you think the most important aim is for Farm Sanctuary with holding the celebration for the turkeys? They've been doing it for a long time.
I think it's a really good question. And I think we're trying to build awareness around factory farming and specifically with turkeys to promote a cruelty-free holiday. They're between 250 to 300 million turkeys raised and slaughtered every year in the United States, and more than 45 million for Thanksgiving. So we're just trying to, we're trying to build awareness around that. And it's not to make anyone feel bad or guilty about past holidays, but to sort of focus on future holidays and how we can celebrate with compassion and kindness.
Very interesting. So, are you in need of volunteers to help?
We are always looking for volunteers. If you want to get involved, getting online is probably the fastest. But I'm also happy to take any inquiries online at my email address, lkahn@farmsanctuary.org.
Okay, great. And that's volunteers both for this event and in general to help out at the sanctuary?
Yes, both.
That's great. That's great. Do you want to talk about some other Farm Sanctuary events that are coming up, either at Orland or...
This is the main event that's coming up, and we do host events all over the country, really. Again, we have the four separate locations, so getting online and checking out those events pages is probably going to be your best bet to get most updated information. We also have a Facebook page that is really fun to join. Great pictures.
Oh, great.
I think you're a member. You've liked us.
I'm in many. I'm a member of many, many Facebook pages.
If it says vegan, Jeannie's a member somewhere.
I've just had a lot of respect for Farm Sanctuary since they existed shortly after I went vegan. I'm sorry, shortly before I went vegan. But yeah, they've just been a great presence.
I mean, I think it's a great story, right, of how, you know, Jean rescued Hilda or whatever and with Susie. I think it was Susie. You know, they started it and it grew and it grew, and people are trying to figure out vegan strategies and activism and animal welfare and sanctuaries, and here it still is. And now you've got another sanctuary. Now you've got, you know, celebrities with lots of money kicking in, and everything requires, I think, good press and good management.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they've taken lots of different tacks you know, different tactics and thrown out different things, and they've found ones that work for them.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is kind of the long-term game.
They did a lot of lobbying for a while, and Gene was testifying before Congress a lot. And then there was Proposition 2 in 2008, which was the battery-caged hens proposition in California, and other propositions ongoing currently this year, too. Right now, I think Massachusetts has got Prop 3 that's going on. That's a similar type of animal protection legislation. So, yeah, this is just awesome. So are there tickets available on the day of the event, or do people really need to pre-register? Because does it sell out usually?
It does usually sell out, okay. So pre-registering is...
Okay, so folks, if you want to attend the Farm Sanctuary Celebration for the Turkeys in Orland on November 5th, Saturday, November 5th, go online to animalplace.org, find the event, and get your ticket.
And go to farmsanctuary.org.
Mostly farmsanctuary.
At farmsanctuary.org. I'm not sure what I said.
Animal Place is another local place, which is great to support.
Yes, actually, and yes, there I have their event in the calendar
That's
coming up,
show.
So I apologize for that confusion. Anyway, anything else you want to add? Danny, did you want to ask Liza any other questions?
I don't know. Well, since you've been here, I guess, 3 months, and 3 months before that, you know, how did you arrive at Farm Sanctuary? What is your little story there?
Oh, my vegan story.
Sure.
I just actually celebrated my veganversary, so it's
nice.
been a full year. Thank you.
Yay, congrats.
I have been vegetarian since I was 8. I grew up on a beef cattle farm.
Ooh.
So it was easy for me to make that connection of what I was eating.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes you're indoctrinated and shamed into, you know, going with that program.
That's true. I mean, everyone is different, and everyone's journey is different. But that was mine. These were my friends, and
very
so
good.
I decided to stop eating them. And then I just started educating myself, honestly. And I watched a bunch of documentaries, and then I decided to go full vegan.
Excellent, and then go to work for Farm Sanctuary.
Oh, absolutely,
that's nice. Great. What was the last non-vegan thing that you intentionally ate? Do you remember?
It has to be in the cheese family. For obvious reasons.
Cheesetarians.
cheese can be hard.
And it's in everything. So.
Mm-hmm. It's in everything, and it's a very unique flavor associated with very unique memories from childhood and such. So I think it's a very emotional, sentimental type of food. So I think it's often somebody's last meal, but... I'm sure. And so how was it giving up that last bite? Like, were you conscious of it?
I don't remember it being like a last. I remember the moment I decided that I was never going to eat any more dairy. And that was actually after an animal rights convention that I went to in D.C. I don't remember the exact moment.
All right. Some people have much more... Have more or less crystalline memories of that event. So
I think I think my last one was at the old Speedy Burrito here in Chico, which is long. I think it's still here, but it's different ownership. The food they're nice, but the food changed. But let's just say some college guy got a falafel burrito, and I got a chicken burrito. And I was only vegetarian at the time, and I was like, well, I already have it. Let me try it, and like no. It didn't sit well. It didn't work out, no.
Okay. Well, Liza, thank you so much for being our guest on Non-Human Radio here on KZFR 90.1 FM. I look forward to either attending or volunteering at the celebration for the turkeys coming up. If you just tuned in, this has been KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, and we've been talking with Liza Kahn, Farm Sanctuary's Northern California Volunteer Program Coordinator. And if you're interested in attending, you can purchase your tickets online at farmsanctuary.org. Okay. So now Danny has our intermittent regular feature, which is the Chico Vegan Pick of the Week.
All right. So our vegan pick of the week is the new Mod Pizza, which just opened in what I like to call the New Mall at the north end of town near the North Valley Plaza at Cohasset and East Avenue, right next to Starbucks. Kind of you can wiggle over there from the movie theater and Trader Joe's. Mod Pizza serves up individual on-demand pizzas and salads made fresh right there. Customers get to design their own pizzas and pick every single topping they want or pick from a menu. All the pizzas are the same price regardless of the toppings, and the pizzas are baked really fast in a 800-degree oven, and they come out in 4 or 5 minutes. They also serve beer and wine. So I went there the other day, and I liked it because there's no upcharge for additional toppings.
Yay.
They had a wide variety of toppings. They had stuff like Kalamata olives. They had a little rosemary pinch you could dust on it.
So it's kind of like a salad bar for your pizza.
Yeah, they do it right in front of you. You can see it.
Nice.
You can get a thicker crust if you want, different sizes. It was super fast. So if you're after a movie or you're starving, or if you've got kids or a bunch of people who can't agree on things, you just all get your own pizza.
Perfect, perfect. Mod Pizza is located at 851 East Avenue, Suite 150, Chico, California. No reservations required, but if you want more info, you can call them at 530-636-4862. 530-636-4862 for more info. And I just have an update on last week's vegan pick of the week at Farm Star Pizza. After last week's show, I heard from Kitty Sullivan, who works there. She's one of the pizza makers, the pizza masters. And she said that they had redesigned the menu so that it would be easier to find and make your own vegan pizza. So you'll be able to select from the toppings more easily. So, all right. Anyway, Mod Pizza sounds like a solid place to catch a quick bite to eat. And I just want to remind our listeners that there's a guide to vegan-friendly restaurants online at chicovegan.com. And we're running low on time, so I'm just going to point out this weekend, Saturday, October 15th, is the vegan baking class, which I'll be teaching, sponsored by the Chico chapter of Dharma Voices for Animals. If you want to register for that, go to chicovegan.com or brownpapertickets.com. And I think that's about then October 22nd, the Chico Vegan Potluck. At 6 p.m. at the Chico Library, like every month. This month's theme will be pumpkin, so pick out something sweet or savory or something in between and bring it. That is all that I have for the calendar because we are running low on time. So we have one last bit of business to take care of.
All right. The animal rights thought of the week is from Gene Bauer, who co-founded Farm Sanctuary. This is a quote from his 2008 book, Farm Sanctuary, Changing Hearts and Minds About Animals and Food. The 1,600 dairies in California's Central Valley alone produce more waste than a city of 21 million people. That's more than the populations of London, New York, and Chicago combined.
Oh, God. Just think about it. It just makes me ill. And it's just
environmental impact.
Yeah, really. Gene Bauer has just done so much for the animals, not only by co-founding Farm Sanctuary, but also by inspiring so many animal activists. Plus, I don't know about you, but to me, it seems like the man must be aging in reverse, right? I mean, like a few years ago, he ran in his first marathon, and he qualified for the Boston Marathon with a time of something like 3:28.
That's crazy.
So all I can say is gotta be the vegan diet and, I don't know, living, as he says, living in alignment with your values. Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. Thanks to Sue Hildebrand for engineering for us. I heard she gave an amazing keynote talk at last week's Peace and Justice Center annual dinner.
Amazing.
Stay tuned for her show, The Real Issue, coming up next.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, or its staff. Our theme music is Ready to Fall by Vegan Activist Rockers Rise Against.
If you missed any portion of this show or you want to listen again, visit the archives at kzfr.org/shows/nonhumanradio. This is Jeannie Trezino and Danny Toms signing off. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind.
Go vegan.